Mr. WV, as well as Sir Missy Elliott with that gangster on Fresh FM. Mm. It's 8:26. Can we? That's what that song is called. Yeah. What would Shay do? We relayed a situation to you, or to you, actually, Shaquan, earlier, and we want to know, what is it that Shaquan would do?
So, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Immature, a little bit petty me would say, you better get out.
Yeah. Screw, bye.
Get
bye.
Out right now.
Get out right now.
Like, check out the juices, shop on the sum.
There's more.
But, it's easier said than done.
Tell me about it.
Right. It's easier said than done. And if you heard the scenario a little bit early on, this gentleman reached out to me saying that, you know what, he's been a loving, supportive partner. And, you know, he's been holding this woman down for so long and worshiping the ground that she works on. And recently found out that she has been having an affair behind his back.
Yeah.
He loves her, wants to build a family with her. But he's just shattered right now. Like, his world just came crumbling down. Okay. So, here's the thing. I honestly just believe that the most difficult choice that we will ever have is to decide whether to hold on or to move on from a situation like this. Because sometimes you might feel that if I give up right now, it might be perceived that I just never cared about you. So I just need to hold on just a little bit tighter, you know. And I can't remember where I saw this post. I think it was a while back, or who it actually belongs to. But it is quite relevant to many of life's issues, including obviously infidelity, right? Infidelity can happen to anyone. And the results are almost always the same.
Hmm.
It's devastating, right? Now, one of the reasons cheating hurts so bad is that it makes you question yourself on so many levels, man. It makes you question yourself if you're not good enough for your partner, right? And that can obviously really wreak, it can wreak havoc on your confidence, your self-esteem, even the perception that you have about yourself. And this is why I'm saying that, you know, deciding whether to leave or not is extremely hard. Making such a big decision when you are dealing with major emotional pain is not easy. A lot of the times I'm like, I am not going to deal with this and I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think, to a certain extent, a bad habit that I have. I just don't stand for certain things, you know. But then sometimes you can't deny the fact that when emotions come into play, you can't help but stick around and hold on and hope that things will get better, you know, because you love this person and you want to build with this person, right? So, should you ever find yourself in this situation, I'm talking to this listener who reached out to me, but to anyone else who's listening right now, should you ever find yourself in this situation, no one should tell you what to do and what not to do.
True.
Because I could tell you, you know, as someone that I love, that, you know what, you don't deserve this, which is true. You don't deserve to be treated like that.
Mm.
But I cannot want change for you if you have not recognized that you really want change for yourself. Like, I cannot impose my beliefs and things on someone who's not ready to take that step for themselves, you know. I'll make you aware of it. I'll be supportive of it. I'll listen to you. I'll hear you. I'll make you feel seen in that moment and validate your feelings. But it's all up to you ultimately at the end of the day. Because I think it's much easier for us to tell people what to do. But when we find ourselves in the same situation, we're like, you know, tell me what to do. And we're all human. It's okay, you know. Everyone will have an opinion on whether you should stay or leave the relationship after infidelity, right? Generally, I think there are two camps, and you know, that are very passionate about their stance, right? Now, the one camp believes in sticking things out.
Yeah.
No matter what happens. These are part of relationships.
These things happen.
And to a certain extent,
it's part of the process.
Yes. Mm. And to a certain extent, I feel a lot of us have been, I don't want to say groomed, that really just sounds weird. But we have been, you know, it's sort of been like the norm. Stick around. Relationships are about that. You'll have the arguments. The cheating will be there. The disrespect will be there. Just stick around. No, absolutely not. You know, because at the end of the day, you have to also think about yourself and how that makes you feel sticking through situations like that. Because here's what I stand on very strongly. That the more you take from a person, regardless of what it is, disrespect, or whatever it is that you're not happy with, that you believe, man, that I don't deserve this, or this is not good for me, this is not healthy for me, the longer you take that, the more you ultimately communicating to that person that, you know what, I'm just here to just take it, whatever it is that you dish for me. You set that bar and that standard for yourself, right? Especially when people are married. Now, the other camp is the camp that believes that you should leave immediately, no matter what this person does to you, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is, somewhere in the middle, I'm just feeling very confused and perfectly, which is perfectly normal. And once again, emotions come into play. So here's what I would suggest you do. Get counseling and exercise patience. That will definitely go a long way in rebuilding trust and love.
Yeah.
Communicate with your partner in the sense that understand what exactly happened. What led you to step out on us? What led you to not having my back as much as you say you do, but then you do something else? Right? And this is also not to say that it's all going to be, well, you were not doing this for me and this person was doing this for me or whatever it is. How much time do I have? Sorry, man. Like, this is a, it's just...
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to know. Okay, so let's get right into it. So a couple of weeks ago, a while back, while I was still doing the fresh lounge, I had this gentleman call me and saying that, Shay, the one day you spoke about, you know, loving yourself a little bit more, choosing yourself in, and just accepting the situations that you cannot control, something in that line.
Yeah.
This man was listening to me from somewhere, and he was ready to take his own life, number one. He was ready to head over to his girlfriend's house to take her life, right? So I'm going to kill you and kill me because I've been there for you, and you continue to cheat me, and you choose another man because he does more for you, and he did more for you, but I've been there for you for 6-7 years. Put you through school, did this for you, but being a loving partner, right? So yeah, I don't want you to also be in a space where you feel like, you know what, you were not enough and that's why that happened, right? But then communicating and really understanding where that person comes from might give you, it's a blessing now, because it might give you the closure that you need.
Yeah.
Especially when you recognize that I did what I could, the best that I could. You were not appreciative of it. You did not see me for what it was. So then it's time for me to move on and just accept it for what it is. I'm almost done. I'm sorry. So in that process, be very nurturing to one another, right? And put your relationship, especially if you feel in your heart that this relationship, not your feelings coming into play, that you know for a fact that this is a relationship that is good for me, and, you know, mistakes happen or whatever it is, right? And obviously, sometimes we like, you know what, I love this person, I want to be down for them. And the more the relationship goes on after that, you start to see the cracks even more and realize that, man, it's okay for me to let go of this, right? So maybe take those steps and, you know, being patient, getting counseling here and there, communicating with them what exactly happened. Is this ever going to happen again? How would I know? Assure me, you know, that it's never going to happen, whatever it is. And unless you feel that peace in your heart that it's really going to be better, maybe it's okay for you to let go. Because it's important that you choose yourself, you choose your mental health, your peace, peace of mind and all of that. Because I want you to be in your own company at night and before you sleep and your mind is not racing. You're completely at peace knowing that, you know what? What is for me will find me. What is not for me has left my space. I'm almost done. Now, with the right with the right tools, intentions, and actions, your relationship can be recreated, possibly even better than the one that you had before the infidelity, right? But at the end of the day, I see you, I hear you, I validate your pain, but it's all up to you at the end of the day. But try those things that I've said. If it doesn't work out, you are still a beautiful king. You might just be great for someone else, and that is completely okay. Yo, Pratmos Bayer. But it's all love.
Always love.
I love the song.
It's the top CMGR.
It's a Friday. On Fresh. It's a Friday.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:38. Thank you so much for choosing us, Tapsi, on Fresh FM. Just a bit of a response here from Lady K in terms of what Shaquan was saying. Well, I agree with you on that. When we give advice, we give it from our experience, lenses, principle, and beliefs. So I tread carefully to tell anyone to leave or give them advice on what to do. As people, we may experience the same things, but the impacts and reactions thereof will always differ. But I also had to learn and now strongly believe we are to experience and not own people Make room for disappointment. Build on your principles. As no matter how much of a good person anyone is, we all are human. We all, or we are bound to slip up and hurt those we love at some point in our journey of loving them. I so much believe in therapy, the ability to be vulnerable and work on the things that feel like they are about to drive you crazy. Bonus, if you have a tribe that, that can show up and just listen, but decisions to leave, stay, should always be the person's experience, the betrayal, pain, uncertainty. Those are wise words from Lady K. Just to compliment what you said, Shaquan.
Absolutely, man. And also, like, you know, like she's saying that, you know, people slip up, which is very true.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, in his case, there's two types of people when that happens. There's someone that will slip up and they make up. And you never have to question. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you can see that this person is really making up for whatever it is that they did, where they, you know, they lacked and hurt you in the process. Fine. There's a type of person that slips and slips and slips, like time.
And doesn't
and
even
time
acknowledge that they're slipping?
Time again.
Or?
They acknowledge to keep you there with them.
Okay. All right.
Right?
All right.
But they don't mean it. Mm. Their actions don't even back up whatever it is that they were saying. You know the type of person that will tell you, well, I'm sorry, you know, if I said something that hurt you. What is it that you...
Be specific about it.
Be specific.
Yeah.
What are you sorry for specifically,
sorry for,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just to comfort anyone in this moment who might be listening, and for whatever reason, your heart is just not at peace right now. You're hurting for whatever it is that you might have just been dealing with it in private or whatever it is, right? Man, infidelity can really mess you up. Been there so many times, actually, unfortunately. But yeah, it's all going to be fine. I think at the end of the day, if it's not meant for you, like I said, it's okay to let go.
Send us a voice note, 083-000-1029. We'll talk Burner Boy in a bit. Stick around.
We've all got the same 24 hours in a day. What you do.